Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and the end of our ropes, and we'd like to keep these jobs even though they drive us crazy. And to do so, we're going to bitch and whine, but we're going to remain anonymous, hence the Elvis. I'd like to give a very special thank you to all the Patreon donors who are out there. For as little as $5, you can become one of them and get access to all kinds of extra content, bonus episodes, extra interviews, and you can play Among Us with us. So my thank yous for this week go to Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Mary C, Haley M, Barry N, Rylan L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Cara T, Kristen C, Amanda T, Johanna H, Tony Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Lisa S, Casey B, and Sarah N. Teacher Needs a Drink comes out every Wednesday and is sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics. If you have a theater teacher in your building, or you are one, go to Ludlam Dramatics where you can get posters for your walls, swag for your kids. It's really the best resource for any theater teacher. That's Ludlam Dramatics. I'd like to also let you know if you have something you would like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can hit us up through our contact page on teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com, or you can tag us or send us a message through Instagram or Facebook. That's how we hear from most of our people. Also, if you get a chance, we still have a couple trolls hounding us, so if you can, please leave a 5-star review. Tell one person you know about the podcast, and please, you know, that's all. Find one person, tell them about it. I'd like to thank everyone out there for supporting us. These are tough times, but I'm actually really enjoying doing this still, and it's because of you guys. You are what makes me special. You complete me. I love you. I'm a little tired and fried. We recorded this last Friday, and now it's Monday. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta do this intro before I send it out Wednesday night. Or Wednesday morning, because I send it out and it goes live Wednesday at 12:01 a.m. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. You really probably don't care. So, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, we love you. Patreon, Ludlam Dramatics, awesome sponsor. Health's important website. Oh, if you like Teacher Needs a Drink swag, you can go ahead and buy some of our crap. We have all kinds of koozies, shot glasses that all say Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. You can get them at, of course, teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com. All right, my friends, it's time to start the show. Please enjoy our run-up to Thanksgiving. Here we go. Enjoy episode 60.
Is that what your husband hears at night?
Yes, she says, excuse me, ma'am, to Mr. O'Hare.
He doesn't like my teacher voice. He thinks it's scary.
And welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and joining me today, I have Miss Rosie Rose.
I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little bit stitious.
Oh, and also we have Miss Lucille Lane.
Hey, y'all.
Hi. And Miss Bunny O'Hare.
How's it going?
And of course, Miss Shirley Temper.
They don't ever have to work for anything. They think they can just all of a sudden, one day out of the blue, waltz right in with no qualifications whatsoever and try to take away what other people have worked for very hard their entire lives.
Well, guys, welcome to the run-up to Thanksgiving, and I'm straight up teacher tired. Today, I don't think I sat down for the 9 hours I was away from home, but maybe, I mean, not counting the car ride, but maybe for 10 minutes of the whole time I was on my feet. And so I've been exhausted and I was sweaty and gross. And so, like, I had these plans to, like, make a big dinner for my kids. Not a big dinner, but, you know, just cook a dinner for my kids. And it was gonna be kind of healthy. But as soon as I was inside, I was like, okay, I'm going to order a pizza. Fuck it. I'm going to rest. And so, like, I got the pizza. I was there. I was like, okay, fuck it. I'm going to go take a shower, guys. I need to relax. My back was all tight. And so I went to the bathroom and I put on REM. I was listening to Automatic for the People, and I was foam rolling on my back, and I went into my shower, and I, like, dissolved and just kind of melted, and I kind of started reflecting on my week. But I was thinking about these eighth graders that were just really pissed me off because we were working on this big class program, and everyone's having, like, send in Zoom clicks, and everyone had, for, like, the first time done their part and turned it in, and I was editing it, getting it together ahead of time, and then, like, this one kid who had a big part completely, like, fucked around on all of his videos. Like, he either said it with a stupid accent, or he kind of talked like he was drunk, or like he was special needs, and it was just all over the place. You couldn't understand like half of what he said. And I was so pissed. I was like, I just want this to be done. It's going to be great. This, I had like high plans for this project, and this kid just kind of shit on it. So I was fair. I like typed a little message to like the admin, like, oh, this is eighth graders or sons of bitches, blah, 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 blah. And like, oh, we're sorry, Mr. Elvis. We understand. And we had the class again. I was with the kid. And so I called him over. I was like, hey, sir, come here for a second. Let's watch your videos that you made. Oh, yeah, those are great. It's like, you kind of wasted everyone's time last week. Oh, I didn't mean to. I was like, no, let's watch your video. No, don't put it on the screen. And every time he starts, he's like, oh, okay, no, I messed up. I'm so sorry. I was like, yeah, you wasted my time. And so he's like, okay. And like, he completely went soft and nice and became the kid that I kind of remembered. I was like, oh, maybe he's not a huge asshole. And so I sent him off to the side, and he was like redoing his work. And then another eighth grade kid, who I always think he's a quiet kid, but he's a very nice kid, started, like, he took off his mask and started eating. And another kid took off his mask and they started eating. I was like, hey, masks on, put the food away. No, blah, blah, blah. Please put your fucking mask on. No. It's like, he had like a lollipop. And he's like, no. So he puts the lollipop in his mouth and then puts the mask over it, so it's like sticking out like 6 inches. And I was like, hey, no, throw it away. Let's get on. And he started mouthing off. I was like, hey, cut it out. And he kept, blah, 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 blah. I was like, just go. Go to the office. Get out. I didn't do anything. I'm just like, no, just go. And so I'm in my shower, and this is going on for an eternity. I'm just kind of thinking about this. And I get out of the shower, and the same song was playing. So it obviously hadn't been that long. I was just kind of going off in my head. And so I laid down again on my little foam roller. It was just kind of rolling and stretching it out. And, like, I kind of time traveled. Not, like, literally, obviously. But, like, I started thinking about the song play. It was Night Swimming by R.E.M., if you guys remember that. And way back in the day when I was, like, in eighth or ninth, we had this art class, and the teacher would let us bring in, like, CDs and cassettes. Rosie cassettes are these little things with, like, tape in them.
I know what music. They are.
Anyway, the teacher would let us bring in music, and we could listen to it as we were working on our art projects, as long as it was appropriate. Like, the whole class would listen to it, because earphones weren't a thing back then. And Laura was the name of the girl, and she loved R.E.M., and I remember being amazed at how passionate she was. And she actually got to meet them, because the year before she had missed a year because she had to go through chemo, and she had had straight red hair, but after chemo it was super, super curly, like some gene had been flicked. So the school was like in a small town, and like REM was in Athens, Georgia, which is another small town, so someone know them. And REM like actually came and met her while she was doing chemo, and this is like mid-90s, early 90s. Anyway, she was a good friend, and like we orbited each other through high school, and sometimes I'd see her for months and sometimes I wouldn't see her again. And she actually passed away after graduation. But aww. I was kind of going through all of this, and it struck me hard because I started thinking on all of like the tragic and bullshit stuff that happened to me in high school. And I believe everyone here went through some kind of tragic or bullshit part in high school. And it sucks. But even people who had a good time in high school had some kind of weird tragedy or something go on. And the part that really hit me is that these kids that we're teaching now are still having all of the same tragedies and events, but they have like this pandemic playing in the background. So while we might have had teachers that were somewhat stable and parents that were somewhat stable, they might not even have that going on. And we have like all of this, like I had REM and Nirvana and like Ziggy Stardust, remember that came in. And it was crazy because when I was listening to that song, for like a brief moment, I just kind of vanished from all of the bullshit and politics and teaching and exhaustion and parenting. And I kind of went back to feeling all those huge emotions I had as being a teenager. And then I started thinking about this kid who had been really quiet and then just kind of went enough and became a dick enough that I sent him off to the office for being nothing. And I remembered exactly what it was like being that kid, like the one who like didn't really feel he was doing something wrong, but it just totally flipped my mood from like yesterday where I would have cut a bitch, like that kid was pissing me off. But now I have like total empathy, and I started thinking of like of that kid. I started thinking of me and Laura. I started thinking of all this stuff. And it reminded me that these are really fucking hard times. And, like, times are always hard for teenagers because they have such huge emotions they're just learning to deal with and feel. And we kind of write them off as being, like, it's hormonal or they're just being spoiled assholes. But we're all kind of these weird temporary referees in a game that we never get to see end. And like the few times we do see it end, we really wish it hadn't. And like Bunny said, we're sowing seeds that may bear fruit long after we've moved on. And yeah, I'm not really sure what my takeaway from this is, but what I really want to say is that we as teachers really need to take care of ourselves. Like we have this always heavy toll of our jobs. And it's made infinitely harder by this pandemic as it shakes our schools down to like this bare base. And we see like the admin and parents and coworkers for like who they really are. Some are amazing and some are kind of shitty. And we still feel like the parent need to help these seeds grow. But we have these huge feelings of guilt by being distracted by our own lives that maybe we're not doing enough. And it's hard to focus on being like an educational gardener with all the adult grown-up troubles that are going on right now. And so maybe just, I don't know, I want everyone to take care of yourselves and like to help. You can help those around you. Take showers, listen to music, you know, place the oxygen mask on yourself before tending to those around you. I don't know. It's kind of my thing. Bunny?
Having that realization again that these kids are going through some shit right now that we don't even know because of the pandemic. I found out this week that one of my students in about the last month has become homeless.
Oh.
Families just kind of couch hopping. Another student, we got an email that the student hasn't been coping well emotionally because they are taking care of grandmother who lives in the home and an uncle who is on hospice.
And oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
And I got an email from a third student who had had a death of a family friend, and that was why she hadn't logged on and done any of her work, and she was very apologetic. And, you know, I'll do what I have to make it up and, you know, please let me know what I need to do, if I can do any extra credit, you know, all this kind of stuff. But they have these little lives that are being affected. I mean, Elvis, like you said, middle school and high school are kind of shit for everybody.
But, yeah.
I mean, even more so right now. It's just heartbreaking.
It's nice to have those little moments like you had where it helps you just kind of recalibrate just a little bit. And you're allowed to be frustrated with your students when they're butt heads. Like, you're allowed. But it is nice to go, okay, that was yesterday. Let's move forward and like figure this out. And maybe next time I'll be better. I'll have more patience. That's my thing. I'll have more patience or I'll have more empathy. Okay, guys, we have an amazing submission from the Teacher Needs a Drink contact page. This is Science Teacher in South Florida. Are you ready? I really appreciated your podcast on taking care of yourself. We have had two suicides in our district in the past 2 weeks. One was the director of operations, and the other was an elementary teacher. Both left behind kids that are still in school. The pressures are real. Our district did not even send out an email on either, and we all found out through word of mouth. Most as we were starting our school day, and then we had to keep it together without giving an opportunity to grieve. Yesterday, they decided to send out a reminder that they provide counseling if we are feeling depressed. The lack of empathy in this district lately is astounding.
Jesus Christ.
That is appalling.
No, and it's going to be tough. I mean, holidays are never easy times for people who are depressed or who struggle with families, and this year is probably going to be no different. Jeez, for anyone out there, you are not alone. There are a lot of us who are struggling, and especially with the holidays, but please, please, take care of yourselves. My goodness. Rosie, do you have any thoughts?
Or you does know, anyone, after you just said, this is going to sound terrible, that, you know, the holidays are going to be hard this year. I had two thoughts. One, a PSA. Stay the fuck home. I understand that holidays are for family, but if you have like 40 and 50 family members you're typically around, don't do that shit. We're still in a pandemic, even if you're annoyed and you want it to be over with. And secondly, I'm really excited not to be around my entire family this year. We have already shortened and lowered the number of people we're going to be around for holidays, and I'm pretty damn excited about it.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of that coin. I usually get to see a lot more family around Thanksgiving, and I'm not this year, so it's going to be more like kind of a fancy dinner on a normal weekend, which isn't quite as, I don't know, it's not quite as holiday-orific, mm-hmm. but I don't mind so much because I will get to see my family again. This is all temporary. Yeah. Life will go on and come back to normal. So, I mean, I can handle that as long as I have that mental approach. And honestly, having a week off or at least 3 or 4 days off sounds fantastic. I am proud of one of the schools that I'm at sent out an email to all families and all teachers and all parents saying, if you are planning on traveling or being at an event that has more than 10 people, please notify us so that you can quarantine for 10 days afterwards.
Nice.
Lucille, are you going to be, I know you're traveling to go see family. Are you going to be able to quarantine or what's your plan? How are you handling this? I know you have a big family and you're kind of excited about holidays. What are you guys?
My sister's getting remarried.
Same person or second parent?
No, it's the same person. She got married in. Yes. Okay. So she got married in March. She wanted family to be there. So she decided, like, I think in April, they rearranged everything to do it all. I mean, the whole thing, ceremony, everything all over again.
Oh, okay. So it's not like they got divorced and now they're getting back together.
No, it's not like that. So I'm going to be flying out. I'm going to see everyone. I will be honest, I'm very afraid of doing this. And honestly, you know what it is? It's not even the plane ride. So I've taken 2 planes since we've been in this pandemic. Honestly, when you're on that plane, everybody's wearing their mask appropriately. And I feel like they have to, you know what I mean? Like everybody feels mm-hmm. like they have to. I think, what is it? The percentage of you contracting COVID, if everybody's wearing a mask appropriately, is like 1.5% of a chance.
I mean, I don't know the statistics, but that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I've read. And what I'm afraid of, Thanksgiving, and she's having her second wedding on Friday, the day after. I'm just thinking, oh my God, these people are all in a room, mm-hmm. right? You don't know what they're doing. It's just, it's like when you don't know what people have been doing with themselves for a while, or even what have you been doing in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Have you been wearing a mask? What have you been allowing? Because statistics say that like COVID happens in the household, not while you're out. That's how, I mean, of course you can pass it to strangers while you're out, but it's in the household where you're passing it because there's no masks.
Right.
So that's what scares me.
So this is from Ms. Science Nerd, from her comment on the Teacher Needs a Drink Facebook, right? Facebook message?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So my school just went back to school 100% in person. I have 20 plus students per class and 5 class periods. The football coach reached out and asked if I could make sure the players were 6 feet apart from anyone else so they wouldn't get potentially quarantined. My room has 15 tables and they are all very close. I already feel uncomfortable having to choose who sits alone versus who has to share a table. Now I am being asked to make concessions for specific students. It all just makes me feel uncomfortable. What if my seating chart indirectly causes a student to get sick? How do I choose who is more at risk? What are your thoughts?
Well, my immediate one is that it's kind of weird how it's translated from the stereotype of coaches asking for special grade, like mm-hmm. changes for students. Mm-hmm. Now, hey, I don't want my student to get COVID so he can play. So can you make sure he sits mm-hmm. like in the corner? Rosie, what you got?
So first of all, take a breath, Miss Science Nerd. I know it's scary, but you're doing great. You're doing great, sweetie. Secondly, fuck that guy. All right.
Oh, fuck that. That is exactly what I was thinking.
You don't get special treatment. Tell your players not to be dumbasses on the weekend and to socially distance and not go to parties. And they'll be fine.
And tell them to wear a fucking mask.
Thank you.
At my school, there was a signing for one of our athletes who signed with a college. And they were doing it in a space on campus. And as my students were coming to class, they were like, hey, Miss Temper, why are there like 20 old white dudes standing outside in the foyer not wearing masks? And I said, a what? Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, what's going on? And I was like, I have no idea. So I get on the internets and I figure it out. And I was like, they're doing an athletic signing. And
you know, then the bell rang and they went to class and somebody sent me like a message in band or remind and they were like, yeah, they're still there. Apparently, nobody is wearing masks at this signing. Hmm. All these old white dudes, because you knew it was old white dudes, mm-hmm. they didn't even have to tell me. But like all the coaches are not wearing masks. And my kids, my students were so pissed. They were like, we could get in trouble for that. How are we going to have people on campus who are doing that and they're not going to get in trouble, but we're going to get in trouble just because we're kids. And good I was like, them. I feel you.
Good for them. Getting righteously angry.
Right. And I know two specific teachers who teach without masks and they've been reported to our interim principal 3 and 4 times. And our interim principal was overheard saying, I just don't know what to do about that.
You are a principal.
Yeah.
You say something. You say, this is how I'm running my school right now. It's not your ass that's going to be called to the board meeting, like about, you know, rampant COVID cases. It's going to be me. Mm-hmm. So please wear your damn mask. It's not a difficult thing to do.
No, mm-hmm. all he has to do is go into that room and say, it is a district expectation that adults wear masks on this campus. If you don't do it, you are going to get written up and sent home. Boom, fixed.
So I've learned in life that when people say, I don't know what to do, they usually know what to do. They just don't want to do it.
Oh yeah, remember, he's an interim. Principal. The principal.
Didn't he get diagnosed with COVID?
He did, and he only stayed home for like 5 days because then he had a clean test.
That's not how, that's...
I know. I'm fully aware. Yeah. And by the way, we have 3 science teachers who tested positive and 2 math teachers who tested positive.
You just broke me, Shirley. Like, you literally broke my brain. So this is from the Reddits posted by user Hey Miss W. It is entitled, I am one more bad day away from making an OnlyFans. I mean, same sister. I found out today that a friend's friend, who works at another school, made $3,000 selling pictures of his feet on OnlyFans. He also made $7,000 selling one full-body clothed photo. He owns 2 houses and works at the school to keep his days full. Y'all, I am this close to just making one. I don't make enough money as it is, and I am not squeamish about nudity. That is all.
First of all, I'm calling just a slight little bit of bullshit.
Let me begin with saying, I tell my husband and everybody I know, including now probably like the whole world, that if I was going to do anything dirty for money, it would be foot porn. Like I will put my feet in honey, tar, feathers, squish my toes into Play-Doh. I don't give a fuck. If it's just your feet or hand weirdos, right?
Yes.
Like, are there hand weirdos?
Yeah. Yes. There are hand weirdos. Like, I will take some slime and squeeze it in my hand. Like, I will do whatever it takes mm-hmm. without saying a word, not identifying who I am. I will make that money on OF.
Okay, I just want to point out that I am the one who started this OnlyFans conversation on this podcast, and nobody has asked my opinion about it. Yeah, I would totally do feet stuff. I absolutely would. If that meant I was making good money, but I also know people who work for OnlyFans, and it is like their full-time thing. Yeah. It's not something viable that you can do. I know Mr. Temper would be like, fuck no, I don't care if it's just your feet. He would be horrified. So that's definitely not an option for me. So I'm going to live vicariously through your OnlyFans if you do that. I'm a huge proponent. You know, sex workers are amazing people and totally do the foot stuff, though.
I mean, just jiggle some Jello in your hands and just like, that's it. And then you get like, I don't know, $200 just for jiggling some.
Hey guys, guess what?
What?
We have a Patreon!
Do you sell foot stuff?
So I'm thinking about it. So here's my thought process. First. On our Patreon, for as little as $5, you get access to all kinds of bonus episodes, extra content. You also get a chance to almost every week play Among Us with the host. We had 3 of them. We had, who was it? Care Bear, Nimmy, and Romana 3 joined us this week and slaughtered us until bunnies
did. Everyone else.
So on Patreon now, you'll be able to see a special upcoming picture of all the hosts' feet.
Mm-hmm.
are seated next to this person on a commercial flight to Colorado. For 2 hours, they conduct a one-sided conversation, regaling you nonstop with boring stories about their own brilliance. Suddenly, the left engine falls off the plane, and the other spontaneously fails. The plane begins to nosedive. Most passengers start screaming and panicking, but your seatmate remains inexplicably calm and composed. They grab your hand, tell you their name, and say the following: "I live in Denver. My name is in the phone book. If I die and you survive, you must call my spouse and tell them that all the money is in a briefcase at the YMCA next to our house in locker number 123. The combination is 123. They repeat this information twice so you'll remember it. The plane crashes in a field outside Denver. They die on impact, but you miraculously survive without a scratch. What do you do with the information they gave you?"
I would take that fucking money so quick. I would steal it. I'm not even gonna lie.
Oh, Bunny, what would you do?
Like, you guys don't know. Of course I'm gonna call the wife and stuff is. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Now to the two that I'm a little more curious. Rosie, what would you do?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm taking the motherfucking money. All right.
Yep.
I had to listen to you. You annoyed the hell out of me. You thankfully died on impact. I'm taking your money.
I was trying to think of some good reason why, like, they could bury the money and not be, like, hiding it from a spouse or...
That's not, like, though. Like, you're not going to do that.
They're not a good person.
Yeah. That's why I would take the money.
That's why if they're already Lucille? A bad person, I'm going to be a bad person, too, you know?
I'm going to say, first of all, how dare you pick a question like this before I have to take a plane in a week.
Sorry. Forgot.
Are you going to Colorado?
No, I'm going to Arizona, but, like, I'm afraid of flying. Now, my dad is a pilot, Delta.
Oh, my God.
And I was never afraid of flying, but, like, I went to Costa Rica for my 5th anniversary, and the plane dropped.
Oh, fuck.
Like, 2 or 3 times. I can't remember because everybody was screaming, and that is the point where I had a complex, and I'm just now kind of getting over it. Second.
So should we pass a hat for drinks before the flight, or?
Yeah. Second, I agree with the why is this money being hid away anyway? But if I survived and this person did not, I would feel an obligation to give some money. They don't even know how much.
Okay. I could get behind that. I could get behind that.
To the family.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to be Satan herself. I'm trying to be fair.
What about you, Elvis? What would you do?
I'm torn right now. I don't know.
It depends on Natalie and Brulia.
I was about to say that.
I don't know. It depends on how traumatized I was by the plane thing. Like, if I was like, huh, well, that happened. I guess I'm going to get some money now. I think I'd wait a little while. I would probably stalk the wife, not for, like, sexual purposes, but just to learn, like, what's going on here. Is there, like, a lover that immediately moves in as soon as this guy is dead? All right, friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank my host for joining me today, Miss Shirley Temper.
You can't interfere with destiny. That's why it's destiny. And if you try to interfere, the same thing's just going to happen anyway, and you'll just suffer.
Also, I'd like to thank Lucille Lane.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
And also, Buddy O'Hare.
It was a pleasure as always.
Oh, poor Buddy. Got pushed into doing feet porn today. And also, Rosie Rose.
How dare you?
All right, my friends, please remember to take care of yourselves. The holidays are coming up. You are not alone. Do your best to take care of yourself and be out there. Put your oxygen mask on yourself for 10 others. Deep breaths, deep drinks, and cheers!
Cheers! Woo! Cheers.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. If you have something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can reach us through the contact page of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com, or through Instagram or Facebook. Just message us through there. It's pretty simple. Also, I'd like to thank my guests today, Ms. Shirley Temper, Ms. Lucille Lane, Ms. Bunny O'Hare, and Ms. Miss Rosie Rose. I'd also like to thank Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all this, and also our sponsor, Lud Lamb Dramatics. Remember, we also have a Patreon, so if you would like to get access to extra episodes, bonus episodes, and all that great stuff, we're not going to do the feat. Yeah, it's not happening. Sorry. What was I saying? Anyway, love you. Sign up for Patreon. Extra stuff. Low as $5. Peace out, my friends. Take care of yourselves. Cheers. So that will give us more content.
Hold on. I have to go yell at my cat. Hold on.
Don't yell at Liz. I hope she's listens. An angel.
Who's got TV on in the background? What are you watching? Ma'am?
I really hope we can hear that and you can keep that in the podcast.
My God, it was funny as hell listening to the kids go after Bunny. And I kept saying, we were like, no, Bunny, run. But what's funny is Bunny just like slaughtered us mercilessly right
yeah.
before.
I honestly don't like being the imposter, though.
That is the most tough thing you've ever said.
I have never played Among Us, and I'm trying to.